Anatomy and Physiology, Gulf Coast State College. We continue on with our discussion of the muscular system by reviewing some of the muscles in the general areas of the shoulder and upper limb regions. First on deck, the deltoid muscles. Yes, when me and my buddies are working out, we of course call these the delts. Let's break down the root words. Delt or delta means triangle. Oid means like a freakoid means like a freak. So a deltoid means like a triangle. And here is on this person's right shoulder, the big triangular shape, powerful shoulder cap muscles known as the deltoids. Origins are multiple, but don't worry, I have a mnemonic device coming up for you. The deltoid muscle originates from the spine of the scapula, as well as the acromion process of the scapula and the clavicle. I have my mnemonic again italicized for you with the letters S, A, C. So remember, you have a sac on your shoulder, and that will remind you of the origins. Just like we had a sac on our backs for the trapezius muscle, now we have a sac on our shoulder, and you have the origins remembered for the deltoids. What about it? The insertion? Well, the grain of the beef, we follow it down here, and the tendons of this muscle insert on that roughened area in the middle of the humerus called the deltoid tuberosity. Well, that's nice to remember. The deltoid inserts on the deltoid tuberosity. Of course, this is the place we're going to get the movement, and boy, this is a powerful mover. And the action, you must know, is it abducts. That's abducts the humerus. That means it blows it away from the body or takes it away from the midline. And these are extremely powerful muscles. Little bit of clinical information here to bring it down to earth. This is one of the common areas where intramuscular injections are performed, if I ask you. And I might, because I think that's fair game. I think we've all gotten a shot in the shoulder. And of course, they put it right there in the deltoid muscle. Now comes the teres minor. The root word teres means round, and these muscles are kind of roundish. Here it is seen on the posterior view. We have the scapula and the humerus here with some of the posterior muscles. The teres minor is this one right here. Again, teres because it's kind of roundish. Minor, remember, whenever we see the word minor, it's going to mean that this part of the body or this muscle is going to be either smaller or behind or below the major. And in this case, it is both smaller than the major, and also it is more behind or more posterior located than the major that we'll study next. So here it is on a graphic. We do have to do the basics. The origin of the teres minor is the inferior border of the scapula, shown very nicely right here. And the insertion, go ahead and watch and trace these muscle fibers. The grain of the beef inserts on a friend of ours, the greater tubercle of the humerus posteriorly. Always good when you're memorizing all these origins, insertions, and actions to have these visuals in your brains, because I think if you have the visual, which of course is the picture, part of the big picture, and then you use some of our mnemonics and other tips and tricks that we're learning for memorizing origins, insertions, and actions, by having that picture in your brain, it will really help you put it all together. So again, a key visual down here to your right. With that in mind, we're ready to look at the actions, and you should be able to figure it out by knowing the above. We have our origin down here, the grain of the meat extending up here to insert posteriorly on the greater tubercle of the humerus. And if we contract this muscle, what are we going to do? Well, the action's going to be lateral rotation of the humerus. It just makes sense if you know and understand this picture. What does that mean? Well, hopefully in one day in front of class, I'll give you a demonstration of this. If you picture me standing in front of the class with my arms crossed, if I go ahead and take my hands and forearms and arms and just turn them outwards, like pleading to the class, please do great on this next test and ace it for me. Well, when I swing and rotate my arms outwards, that's lateral rotation. Well, we did the teres minor, so of course no better time than now to do the teres major. Let's check out our root words. Teres means round, and this is a roundish kind of a muscle. Major, in this case, means it is bigger, and it is bigger than the minor. I'll show you a real picture to prove that. Major, in this case, also means it's in front of or anterior to the minor, and at least partially, it is. Let's get to the basics. First of all, the origin. Shown nicely here on the posterior view. It is from the inferior border of the scapula, just like the teres minor was, by the way. The insertion, however, is between the tubercles of the humerus anteriorly. So we follow the grain of the beef here in this nice anterior view, and that tendon is going to insert anteriorly between the tubercles of the humerus. So good figures here, because I think you see this muscle very nicely both on the posterior shoulder view and the anterior shoulder view. What does it do? Again, have these visuals in your mind. You know the basics. Now think of that muscle contracting, having its action, of course, at the insertion. We contract that thing, and what does it do? In this case, well, it's going to do just the opposite of the minor. It's going to medially rotate the humerus. So medial rotation is like me crossing my arms or turning my arms in, maybe like I'm doing kind of like a hip-hop move. Kind of picture that. I'm going to take my arms, I'm going to do a hip-hop move and kind of cross them in front of me, because I do a lot of dance moves, and that would be medial rotation of the humerus. Once again, I hate to leave you with that visual. That's going to be hard to get out of your minds, but maybe that's the whole point. Let's take a look now at one of the main muscles in the arm called the biceps brachii. I don't even have an arrow on it yet, because y'all probably know this one. This is the muscle that bodybuilders classically flex. Maybe some of your friends show off by flexing their biceps muscle. But in any case, here it is. There's the big belly of the biceps muscle in this anterior view of the right arm. Let's break down the root words before we dive into details. Bi means two, seps or sep means heads, and this muscle does have two heads of origin we will talk about. Brachii means arm, and you should already know that, and this is the arm, and this muscle is mostly over the arm, so that's how it got its name. We'll take a look at the origins, and there are two, just like the name suggests. Origin number one is the supraglenoid area of the scapula. Now just calm down. You know the scapula is just the shoulder blade. The glenoid fossa was the socket for the humerus. And supraglenoid just means the spot above the socket. So the spot above the socket is one area of origin, and the second area of origin is the coracoid process of the scapula. Notice both origins are on the scapula. What about insertion? Well, let's follow the grain of the beef down here and look at this tendon in particular. This is the main insertion I want you to know, and it's on the proximal end of one of the bones in the forearm called the radius. We're ready to discuss the actions of the biceps brachii. We have the tools that we need, I hope. A little bit different than most of the other ones we've done so far, because this is a big muscle that's crossing two joints, both the shoulder joint and the elbow joint, so we're going to have multiple actions. Let's first look down below here. If we contract this muscle and pull on this tendon, what are we going to do? We're going to flex the forearm at the elbow. We're going to pull that radius and ulna package together up towards the arm. We're going to decrease the angle at the elbow between the forearm and the arm, and that means, of course, we are flexing the forearm at the elbow. What about the other action of the biceps brachii? To understand that, we got to look up top. Here's where the tendons of the muscle are crossing the shoulder joint. And in this case, if we contract, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to decrease the angle between the humerus and the shoulder blade by pulling that humerus up in this direction. And so that's called flexing the arm at the shoulder. So the biceps brachii is a big flexor. It flexes the forearm at the elbow and flexes the arm at the shoulder. Now we have just a totally off the rails, gross anatomy picture of the shoulder joint, showing you some of the stuff we talked about. Here is the head of the humerus, beautifully shown in this anterior view of the right shoulder joint. We could see the scapula, and here we're showing the insertion of one of the tendons of the biceps brachii. So what a great visual. We'll move on now to another one of the major muscles of the upper limb called the brachialis, and I think the name tells it all. Root word brachii means arm, and here in this anterior view of the right arm, the black arrow and now the white arrow is pointing to the brachialis muscle, which is mostly over the arm, just like the name tells you. We've cut away the biceps brachii, notice, to be able to see this muscle since it is a little bit deeper. Let's do our basics. Origin is on the distal half of the anterior surface of the humerus. So the lower half, anterior surface of the humerus. Again, not too hard for me to remember, because brachialis means arm, and this is mostly over the arm, and it originates from the bottom half of the arm bone called the humerus. What about the insertion? Well, it crosses over the elbow joint, and it inserts on the coronoid process of the ulna. Really not well seen in this picture, but I have another visual coming up that's much better. The actions we now should be able to figure out. Here you have your visual. You have it in your mind. You know the origin. You know the insertion. You know which joint it's crossing. If we pull on this tendon that's attached to the ulna and we contract this muscle, what are we going to do again? We're going to decrease the angle between the forearm and the arm, which means we are flexing the forearm at the elbow. This is another flexor of the forearm. We're ready to move on to another major muscle in the upper limb called the brachioradialis. And the name really helps a lot here, because it tells pretty much the whole story. Brachii means arm, and we'll see it does originate on the humerus, which is the arm bone. And radialis refers to the bone in the forearm called the radius, and we'll see that that's where it inserts. So it's telling you origin and insertion all in its name. Let's break it down. The origin of the brachioradialis is the lateral and distal end of the humerus, so the lower side of the arm bone called the humerus. We follow the beef down. Here's the belly of the muscle coming to its tendon, which is going to insert on the styloid process of the radius. We now have, again, the tools that we need to figure out what this muscle does. We got the visual, we got the basics, and so we can easily figure out the action. Here we have this muscle with a lot of the beef crossing the elbow joint. So if we contract this muscle, guess what we're going to do? Once again, we're going to flex the forearm at the elbow. Some really good visuals coming up here. I think these help because these muscles, both the brachialis and brachioradialis, are deeper muscles. So I've isolated them in these what we call anterior deep views. Let's look at what we have in an overview. Up top, we got the shoulder joint with the scapula, clavicle, and then we have the humerus. We have the forearm bones, both the radius and the ulna. Let's check out the brachialis first. Remember, brachialis means arm, and the brachialis is mostly over the arm. It originates on the humerus. It lies mostly over the anterior surface of the humerus, and it comes down here to insert on the ulna where it can flex the forearm at the elbow. What about over to your right? We have the brachioradialis. Setup of the bones and the joints is the same as I've already described, but look at the brachioradialis. Yes, it does have an origin on the humerus, like the name says, but way down low, because as the name tells you, the brachioradialis, most of the beef is lying over the radius. That's how I remember this. And the insertions on the radius as well. Yes, it's another flexor at the forearm, but the position and the insertion are different. If you want another memorization technique, I don't know if this will work, but here we have brachialis and ulna, that's boo, and we have brachioradialis with the radius, that's BR or BR, so we have Boo Bear. Boo Bear, does that help anybody out there? That's a weird one. I shouldn't have thrown that one out there. But maybe Boo Bear will help you remember brachialis, ulna, brachioradialis, radius. I think it's time to move on. This is a great time to talk about the triceps brachii muscle, another very important and powerful muscle of the upper limb. And it is, if you will, the antagonist of the biceps brachii muscle. In other words, we'll see that its actions are exactly the opposite of the biceps brachii muscle. You know, a lot of people like to show off their biceps brachii by flexing it, but the triceps brachii, really in my mind, is much more powerful muscle. So if you want to show off your arm strength, show off the strength of your triceps brachii muscle. That's much more impressive. Here is a drawing from your textbook showing a posterior view of the right shoulder and upper limb region. And here is the triceps brachii muscle on the backside of the humerus. We'll look at the root words as always. Tri means three, sep or seps means heads. It does have three heads of origin, and brachii refers to the fact that it's mostly located in the arm region. Here comes our specifics. Origin. You just tell me the origins are the proximal end of the humerus posteriorly, as well as the scapula. So just know these two spots, the backside of the humerus and also the scapula. Then we follow the belly down, the grain of the beef, and look at its insertion. And the insertion is right there on the olecranon of the ulna. Look at this visual. Have it ingrained in your mind. You see now that it's a big, powerful muscle that, again, is crossing two major joints in the upper limb. So it's going to have two actions. What are they? Just picture the fibers contracting, and you will know that this muscle, number one, extends the forearm at the elbow, which means it increases the angle between the arm and the forearm, and it also is going to extend the arm at the shoulder. So this is exactly the opposite of the biceps. We'll now look at the real deal. Here's the cadaver muscle man, and we're going to give ourselves a pop quiz on all the muscles of the upper limb and shoulder region that we just did and see if we can't get it all right. So here we go. Here comes up an arrow. That's that powerful shoulder cap muscle. Name that muscle. I hope you're all saying to yourself, deltoid. The deltoid muscle is an extremely powerful abductor of the arm. In other words, it takes the arm away from the body. Recall the origins are SAC, because you have a sac on your shoulder, the spine, the acromion process of the scapula, as well as the clavicle, and the insertion is on the deltoid tuberosity of the humerus. Next quiz question. Name that muscle. You'll all say biceps brachii. That's that powerful flexor. It flexes both the arm at the shoulder joint and the forearm at the elbow. The origins are of the supraglenoid area of the scapula and also the coracoid process of the scapula, and the main insertion is on the radius. More quiz questions on this picture. First arrow comes up there. Well, that's the deltoid muscle too, just showing you a posterior view. This is a really good quiz question. Name that muscle. This is a tough one because the real deal looks different than the drawings in your book, doesn't it? This is actually the teres minor. The teres minor is that roundish kind of muscle. The belly's round and the origin's on the inferior scapula. The insertion runs up underneath here to the posterior side of the greater tubercle of the humerus so we can rotate our arm out laterally. Then we have next the teres major. The teres major got its name because it is bigger than the teres minor. I know it's below, but it's bigger. The teres major goes more anteriorly between the tubercles of the humerus so we can rotate our arms medially and maybe do a hip hop kind of a move. Next muscle we have here labeled in a posterior view, I hope you can recognize it, that's our powerful extensor of the arm and forearm called the triceps brachii. Remember, it has origins on the back side of the top of the humerus as well as the scapula and an insertion down on the olecranon of the ulna, so we could extend both our arm at our shoulder joint and our forearm at our elbow joint. Here comes a lateral view. I'm going to quiz you here as well. What do we have? Up top, I hope you would say deltoid. That's our big triangular shaped powerful abductor called the deltoid muscle. Here on a lateral view, I now have labeled our biceps brachii, and posteriorly, the antagonist, the powerful extensor of the arm and forearm. Well, that's all I had. I hope these last visuals make it seem more real and down to earth.